Blog Talk Radio.
I was a hard drinking sinner with blood on my hands. I was a hard drinking sinner, a gun in my hands, drinking 40 pounds for dinner till I met a big man. And the man said, how do we do?
Awesome Paranormal Show Easter Special.
Welcome to our studio.
Yes. There's RJ in the background back here.
He's gnawing on some pizza crust.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to get Facebook Live going on your phone? So we got both.
We got everything going. We're coming at you from multi-platform.
We're going, what she said.
Yeah.
Multi-platforms here. I'm going to go ahead and put us on.
Greek
and. It's a Greek and awesome paranormal show. That's next week where we eat all Greek food. You know, I know this is great radio, but we're getting kind of a late start here. Awesome paranormal.
Hey, ready.
Easter special. There it is. So we had kind of a late start here, guys. We were grocery shopping for about 5 hours today.
It was like 10 minutes. Don't let them.
It was long. It was a long time.
Yeah.
And so we had a little bit of a place out. We were going to have tacos instead of having pizza for dinner, which is fine with me. I like pizza. I enjoy pizza better than tacos. Went to Anna's here in Richmond. RJ's back here enjoying his pizza, right?
Where did he go?
In his belly or on his belly? This is our first time doing, it's not our first time. The first time in a long time doing, YouTube live here. Turn Angie's phone around. There it is. So, again, welcome to the Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show Easter special. We've got a lot of cool stuff going on tonight. We are going to eat some weird jelly beans. These Bean Boozled jelly beans. We're going to have these right here. And
our weird peeps.
Try some pancake flavored peeps. There you go. Right there.
Some sour watermelon peeps.
There we go.
And don't forget about the Filled Delight chocolate caramel slow.
I'm actually excited for this.
Yeah. And it's three, I think.
Yeah, then we got this just gross, disgusting white fudge chocolate money she's going to make me drink.
I'm excited. I'm not going to make you drink it.
We're gonna die some Easter eggs too. Look at this.
Like some dye.
Live on air. We're gonna die. We're gonna die Easter eggs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I know this is terribly exciting stuff. RJ's back there eating pizza.
Oh, and
pizza, I want to talk too.
Come up here. Want to go out the house chair? Come up here and talk with us. All right, hang on, what you got? Then we got a Cadbury cream egg right there. See? Right there?
Yep.
Cadbury cream egg. I've never had a Cadbury cream egg before. Ever in my lifetime.
Shit.
And we've got a peekaboo chick over there.
Hold on.
Shit.
Peekaboo chick.
So, you open it up.
Easter stuff everywhere. Remind you guys, we're also on YouTube Live here. So if you want to come on and join us in chat, we'll talk with you. We'll say hi.
Yeah. So what's up?
So what's up, people? Are you excited about Easter?
I'm terribly excited, but only because it's RJ's first Easter.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for
next
that.
Easter, it won't matter because it's just the second Easter.
Last Easter, I was in the hospital, so it wasn't very...
That wasn't, yeah.
One very exciting.
I had to do, the Easter Bunny came out to the hospital last year for Kimmy.
He did. The Easter Bunny hopped right on up there. What do we want to do?
How does Easter Bunny get in your house? Does it come through the window or burrow through your floor? It doesn't come through the chimney.
Maybe I should watch the movie The Guardians again and see. Maybe that would tell us that. I think he makes himself tiny and goes through the keyhole.
You think so?
I think so.
That's very funny.
I know Santa Claus comes through the chimney, but I never understood where the Easter Bunny comes from. He just picks the lock.
Look at Messy Man over there.
Could be a lot worse. He ate a banana earlier, and it was
Let's talk about Kroger for a minute, which is where we went shopping.
Yes.
I love Kroger. They have this new scan and go thing where you just boop your stuff, put it right into your cart.
Very convenient.
In a bag, and then you
walk
up to the checkout and you scan the checkout, and then you're done. Like, you just pay and walk out. It is amazing. What is not amazing, and another good thing is they have free fruit for kids. There's like a little stand thing.
Yeah, and bananas.
Yep, oranges, mm-hmm. Bananas. So RJ took advantage and had a nice banana there.
Wore a nice banana.
I had
half
of it because he didn't
use
it also.
But you're a kid, so it worked.
Teenager.
Well, whatever. I'm sure they
hi, Rebecca. Hey, Rick.
Hello.
Look, we got the eggs right here.
They're soaking. They're cooling off.
They're ice bath, cooling down.
on with your story about Kroger.
We got home, and we were going to have Mexican food for dinner. I was going to make enchiladas. And then the cheese... The cheese, the side of the bag was open.
So, that's a fail on Kroger's part.
So, a hard fail.
But to be fair, we weren't going to have Mexican when we got home.
Well, we decided not to. But the worst part is I called to tell them, and they were like, could have cared less. And I was like, but there's other bags that are there open, because it couldn't have just been the two that I grabbed. And
well, to be fair, it's also 9 o'clock at night. So I don't think they care about much of anything at Kroger this late.
Well, they're open until midnight, so they need to get their second win.
They need to drink like a Red Bull or something. Take, you know, get some energy like we have. Getting ready to eat all this freaking sugar. Pancakes and syrup, Keith. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to sleep.
Woo!
Party
this
time.
This is going to be the best thing right here that we eat.
That's
white chocolate.
So gross. I'd rather eat a booger-flavored jelly bean. All right, let's learn some Easter facts here. We're gonna read five, and then we'll do like a thing here.
Yes, yeah.
Then read another five, because there's 50
of
them. What do you think?
Good.
What do you guys think? You good? Ready for some Easter facts? I'm ready for some Easter.
Actually, hold on.
He's ready for some Easter facts, too.
Sammy, I'm going to start getting the dyes ready for the eggs.
Yeah.
But they have to dissolve and whatnot.
You got to get the dyes ready. Get dyes and Easter eggs here. Learn about the story of Easter tonight, guys. You're going to learn a few things. We're going to have a good time. Easter, if you didn't know that, is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ in the Christian religion.
Kristen, take him out. We're getting funny.
Easter takes place on a Sunday after the 40-day period called Lent. Lent is referred to as a time of fasting, but participants focus more on giving up not one significant indulgence. So people give up stuff for Lent for like 40 days. Like I think that's around like when Mardi Gras is. That's when Lent starts. It's called Fat Tuesday, I believe. And then for 40 days you have to give up something. To atone for your sins. Holy Week is celebrated during the week. That makes no sense. Leading up to Easter. It begins on Palm Sunday, continues on to Maundy Thursday. Never heard of Maundy Thursday before. Good Friday, and then finally Easter Sunday. Yeah, peeps. Ew, you're right, Rebecca. But we're doing it for you guys. We're eating the peeps for you, for our one or two fans. The first story of a rabbit, later named the Easter Bunny, hiding eggs in a garden, was published in 1680. It's estimated that Americans spent $130 million on average every Easter.
That's just $131.
I know, I spent that.
It's just $131.
Oh, well, there's a comma there. Maybe they left out zeros.
No,
on.
It's just like, okay.
$131.
Comma, and then go
on average. Every Easter, between the candy dinner and decor. That's a big chunk of change, and it's such a weird figure, too. Hopefully that 1 in 131 is allotted for peanut butter eggs. Ha! So funny.
Hey, I think we're supposed to have clear vinegar for this.
We have apple cider vinegar? We'll find out. All right, so we've learned 5 very facts about Easter. Now we're going to try, which I realize they're just peeps, you know, and a lot of people like peeps, but we don't like marshmallows. So this is going to be torture. And plus, there are no really weird Easter candies for us to eat either. Last Halloween, we ate weird candy corns.
All right, can we come on?
And a very spicy... Very, very spicy sucker, lollipop, called the Devil's Toe.
No, what?
Satan's Toe.
Satan's Toe.
What is like, you know, my signing my soul here?
Open this for me.
We are going to try pancake and syrup flavored
chips.
Even I love peeps, and that doesn't even sound good.
Well, that's why we eat them. Nice. If they sounded good, it would be fun to do.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Is this? Yeah, that's fine. Just a knife. No, that's a
butterfly. You got to cut through it. Now, Easter Peeps used to come out only at Easter time. But now you find them everywhere.
Oh, they smell delicious, though. Like, the smell is amazing.
Oh, my God. They do smell pretty good.
The smell is so good.
Before he puts it in his mouth.
All right, here we go. All right. For you. One for me, one for you, one for you, and one for RJ. You ready?
RJ has
here we
one.
Go.
Ready?
Beep, 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 beep.
Beep, 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 beep.
I'm going to do the tongue test first. You ready?
Yeah.
Very sugary.
Sugary.
Got a cherry sugary outside. Sticky on the sides. So the sides are sticky.
And it's not white on the inside like a normal peep. It's like brown.
All right,
are you ready? Here we go.
One,
two.
Three. Dink it.
I saw him putting in their bag.
I mean, it's very sweet. Like, even for a peep, it's super sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But I can get the syrup flavor, not necessarily pancake.
Taste the syrup. Very sugary. Sugary on the outside.
I like whiskers.
Very mild flavor to it.
I'm not finishing them.
Not terrible, but...
Not great.
I'm not gonna have. I'm not gonna do anymore.
Not gonna do it again.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna dock these.
Yay!
I would not.
We do not recommend.
Yeah.
Peeps at all.
No, but if I was recommend a peep, it would be that.
Okay.
All right, come on, buddy.
So that way he can be in the camera.
All right. So, what is your favorite Easter memory?
Easter memory. What?
There it is.
Oh, hey. Favorite Easter memory. Okay. So my mom used to do this Easter egg hunt with the adults, or I guess we were kind of early adults. And when we were in our teens, she'd fill a bunch, or late teens, we're talking about like 19, 20. She filled a bunch of eggs with money, like $500 worth of money, put them all out in the yard. Yeah, like hit them all over the yard. And me and my brother, and I think we had a couple of friends or whatever, we went out and we got all the eggs. But then when both of us were older, probably like mid-20s, and we each had a significant other, we had to hold hands. She like tied us together, and then we had to run out and find the eggs with all the money in it.
I'd be like an anchor to you.
You would be holding me back, man. You'd be dead in the bushes. I would have cut you off. Cause, no.
What about over here? No.
No.
Over here.
And there was like a golden egg and like a silver egg. One of them had like a $100 bill.
Like
$100 bill.
When I go to hunting, I have like the gold and the silver. And you get like baskets.
Oh, another favorite memory. Okay, this is this one. So when Kimmy was young, probably for the first 5, 6, 7 years of her life, we would go to either Busch Gardens or King's Dominion for Easter with Kimmy and do the buffet that they would have. They had like a huge Easter luncheon. It was like they had the Easter bunny there and they would do an egg hunt. And one year Kimmy found the golden egg. And the year before, the first who found a golden egg got a season pass. So we were like all excited. We were jumping up and down. We thought we were going to get a season's pass for Kimmy, and it turns out it was just a big stuffed bunny.
Well, that's not a very happy memory.
It's a funny memory. I mean, we got something. That's all that mattered. But
they're like, well, not yeah.
And then, but now we go to that thing that you know where we
well, you've always gone to the Shriners.
Oh, I have.
Yeah, you've always done that with Auntie and gone to the Shriners and seen the Easter bunny
and Mandy.
Done an Easter egg hunt. We've never won anything big there, though.
I know. since now I'm told to do it, I help Reagan and Zach. And, like, I remember, like, I was standing there, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, wait. She's, I feel like,
she murdered the peep there.
Peep is dead.
See what RJ's did to the peep here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is what was left.
Yeah.
Like, from, like,
the peep had a family. Don't you know
I
that?
I saw this glint in the grass, and I'm like, I guess it's good to have glasses for this, because I had found the golden one.
You found the golden ticket.
All right, so what's your favorite Easter memory? Stop, RJ. Give it here. Give it mom.
Well,
give
when I was a wee lad, my mom used to three Easter eggs out on the fireplace. This is the universal sign for fireplace right here. I bet.
Universal sign?
Grab it off my phone. She would put three Easter eggs out, one for my sisters and one for me. And each, you can walk through there.
Huh? I don't know. I'm trying to be funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Each Easter egg would contain a clue, and it all, and each clue would take you to the next egg in a different part of the house, and each clue would rhyme with the next one. So, she put like four or five different clues, and they followed the clues to get her Easter eggs. I was always the last one to figure out what was, what the answer to the clue. But I got to it eventually, so that was always fun. And she always made a big deal out of Easter for us. So I look forward to spending Easter with him. You know, we had some good times with Rihanna. She always enjoyed Easter. So hopefully he will enjoy Easter too.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he would. Yeah, right. Well,
what do you have? What's your favorite Easter memory?
I really don't have a favorite memory. That's just like kind of like what Ann just said about on the money,
mm-hmm.
the Easter egg finding money thing.
Also, we used to have a big Easter egg hunt at my grandma's house as well, but we never got $100 bills, but I guess $20 was probably the most we got, but still, it was a lot of fun. We do Easter brunch every year still. And that's always fun, eating a lot. Eating a lot is always a good thing.
Easter ham, that's one of my favorites from ever.
So we would love a good Easter ham. Angie's over there. Having brain fart. Easter egg stuff going
Easter,
here.
Easter, yes.
That's right.
The whole concept.
That's right.
The life.
So we were doing this show a little bit before Easter because we have we have shows scheduled out throughout the month already. So, but yeah, I mean, I think Easter is probably my favorite holiday.
What's your first favorite?
Man, it's also between Christmas and Halloween.
I think for me, like, Halloween, then Christmas, and then my birthday.
Although I enjoy Christmas, the season, more than I enjoy the actual Christmas day. I like the holiday season.
Yeah, I like the holiday season, but, like, I still think.
Sometimes I think I like Thanksgiving better than Christmas. Old sticky hands McGraw over here. All right, so now we are going to blind loop.
Oh my god!
And I'm going to do that. Jelly beans.
And spill all the jelly beans everywhere. Like what we have to do is
five jelly beans.
We have to randomly
pick.
You can't look at it. You
got to close our eyes. Make sure we have. You know, you can see. Our eyes are closed. You can look at it once you get it in your hands. You can take a look at it.
Okay, so which one do you got? Either
this right here.
You either got good fish or a strawberry banana.
No. You better give me a Coke or something. Dead fish.
I think, or but I can't tell. Oh, I'm pretty sure
dead
it's
fish,
dead.
Strawberry banana smoothie, or peach.
Yeah,
I'll make more than this.
Are
I could be eating dead fish jelly bean right here, guys.
Yeah.
Or bar.
All right, well, so she wasn't sure, so I just said. It's one of the, I don't know. I just looked the same, so.
And you ask yourself, why is he doing this?
Hey, to make the challenge extra hard, you have to try to not spit it out.
No.
No, you can't spit it out. There's no spitting it out.
I'm spitting it out.
Okay, you don't know what
all right,
it is.
Ready?
No,
did you take yours? You get yours?
Oh, no, I'm going to let you do it first, and then me, and then Kenny.
Oh,
no,
over.
You're doing it.
No,
bye.
No, I'm, no.
I will walk out of this room.
Bye.
Hey, bye. See ya.
Take your thing.
I'm out. Bye. See ya. How you doing back out? I've said it before, and it sucks.
All right, so what do you think? Is it a dead fish or barf?
Two times. Go.
I will do it at the same time. And I feel like...
What? I do want to do the reaction. No, I'm just...
You gotta do it.
Gotta...
No, I don't.
You ain't allowed to make me do this.
Oh, no.
I ain't doing it. Gotta do it.
Sorry. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, my God.
All right. Are you ready? Let's get... We're doing this for you guys. Are you ready? One, two, three.
What'd you get?
Not too free.
I think that's rotten sock.
What'd you get?
Oh, no, not, no. It's dog food.
Oh.
It's dog food.
Oh, smell it.
It's dog food.
Can
we get paper towel?
That was rancid.
No, you can't spit it out.
I can't. I'm not eating it. I'm okay.
That was pretty bad.
I cannot take part in that challenge because I am allergic to coconut, and there are coconut ones in there.
That's the wrong kind.
I'm terribly upset.
Got,
yeah, she's not terribly upset.
You got barf flavored or something.
We should do this again. So there's still more.
We'll do that. We'll do that again.
Do it right now. All right, one more.
No. Yeah, come on.
Right now?
Yeah, that's two out of three. Come on.
No, we just leave.
Yeah, come on.
That
come on,
bit.
Come on. I get to pick it. I get to pick yours.
I got pencil savings or banana. I got either pencil savings or banana.
You used to like Easter, not anymore.
Yeah, I pick you a good one, baby.
Okay.
I got banana.
Don't hit me with your dead fish. Look.
It was bark.
I got banana.
That's good.
You can't have these, RJ. I love you.
Actually, it's Tutti Frutti flavored. It tastes like pizza.
All right, so here's another one. You can do this one for me. All right. So it's either coconut or what?
Soil milk.
Mom. And then this one's yours.
Oh, yes. I love this one. I love it.
Get the Coke right here in front of me. Yeah, you can. Get the Coke. Put it in front of me.
What happened?
All right.
I can't.
All right.
Well, you have to ask him for RJ to grab it.
Ready?
All right, one.
Spoiled milk or coconut? Oh, God. Did you have yours?
Yes. I got toothpaste.
Yes.
Hora. Not coconut. Oh.
I guess that's the spoiled milk there.
It is spoiled milk.
Would you like your Coke?
I would like my Coke.
All right, here we go.
We just do something else before,
all
right,
now it's the
right
triple
now.
Dog dare. All right, one of you will get a good one, one of you will get a bad one.
What's
this? This was either buttered popcorn, because I know the look of it. It's buttered popcorn, isn't
or
it?
Or rotten egg.
There you go.
They're both bad.
Right.
So either way, you're
so,
or they're both bad.
How is this the triple dog dare?
I don't know.
Oh.
Because you guys get this time. They're both bad.
I got buttered popcorn.
Oh, no, that's
not buttered.
It took a turn for the worst, apparently. All right.
No, Christian, you probably got buttered popcorn, but buttered popcorn was an aftertaste.
Oh, no, that's not buttered popcorn.
Buttered popcorn.
That was not buttered popcorn because I love buttered popcorn jelly beans.
I think y'all have done all of them now, haven't you? Except for, have you done the juicy pear?
No.
All right, so this will be either
juicy
pear or boogers.
Eating boogers.
No, this one is, this one's menu fart or sour apple.
Menu
okay,
fart?
Menu fart or sour
Or sour apple. See, menu fart or sour apple. Sorry, jelly bean burp.
Nope.
Oh, my God, it's menu fart.
Oh, I smell it.
God, the smell is horrible. Oh my God, so bad.
Like a,
my hand smells like it. Oh my God, just stop.
It's like pear. It's like pear mixed with skunk.
Oh my God.
Come give me kisses.
Mom, walk over there. I'm in between the two. Oh my God.
I don't smell it. Now we're going to finish up with the blue, which is either toothpaste or.
I already had that one.
Well, that's okay. You're going to do it again because both of your breasts need it.
I need toothpaste. I could deal with that.
Oh my God. Please be toothpaste.
I don't smell anything.
Gold. Toothpaste. Mmm.
Toothpaste. Mmm.
Mmm.
Good. Maybe your breath smells better. Oh,
so, we're going to learn more about Easter here.
Oh,
there you go.
All right. Oh, my turn.
Your turn.
So, we'll start with number six.
Number six.
How did the United States agree that chickens shouldn't be dyed for Easter? Well, of course they
should. Chickens shouldn't be dyed.
Chickens?
That's the actual living chicken.
It sounds like common knowledge, but some people still think that multicolored poultry is festive. While non-toxic dye typically doesn't pose a health risk to baby chicks, it's a little inhumane.
Well, that's an Easter fact. Don't dye your chicken. That's a public service announcement brought to you by the Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show. This is seven. Yeah.
From the Anglo-Saxon goddess.
Aestrae.
At least that's what author
Bede stated
in the book he wrote back in the 8th century. This goddess in particular was known for springtime celebrations and fertility. Oh, God. Some believe that
that's what happens.
Aestrae, also sometimes spelled Easter, also had a connection with two other big Easter terms, hares and eggs.
Hares meaning the rabbits, not hares, and eggs. You know what they say, fertility, you know, effing like rabbits,
You have children here.
That's why I said F, not the whole word.
Oh, my God.
After the first letter. Good.
Egg dyes were once made out of natural items such as onion peels, tree bark, flower petals, and juices.
That's what we should have done. We should have made it out.
Oh, we should have done, like, different ways to dye eggs.
Exactly. Onion peel dye.
Like red onions.
Right.
Giving eggs is a tradition that dates back even farther than Easter. That did that by itself.
Yeah.
There's much debate about the practice of dyeing chicks. We've already talked about this. Many hatcheries no longer participate, but others say that it is too dangerous to the chick's health.
That isn't too dangerous.
It isn't too dangerous because the dye only lasts until the chicks shed their fluff and grow their feathers.
Again, don't dye your eggs. Don't dye your chicks for Easter. All right.
All right,
so,
let's see what we got. Wait, where are we going? There we go.
So next we are going to try the...
Let's do the Cadbury egg.
Do
the Cadbury egg.
This is a Easter tradition in the States. It could be anywhere.
Cadbury eggs used to be my most favorite thing ever. I used to love these every Easter. Put it away. I always ate a little bit of the foil.
I can't smell it.
All right, so this is what it looks like out of the wrapper.
I don't smell it.
It's got the little star
on it.
See? And then on the inside.
The Cadbury star.
I always love the inside because it looks like
a real egg.
It's got like a yolk part and everything. Oh no, this one doesn't. I got just
in the world. I thought it was supposed to come. I've seen the commercials. It looks like an egg.
So this is what it looks like inside
looks
of
like
this
poop.
One, but it's supposed to have the white and then a yolk, but it doesn't.
Well, what kind of egg do we get?
Mom's mad now. All right, so I'm gonna give it to Ryan to take a bite because he's never had one before.
Oh.
Me either, so I'm going to try this.
It's so sweet. Kimmy?
No, thanks.
It's literally chocolate and sugar.
Sugar?
Yes. It's nothing but sugar. That's
sweet.
Sugar. Mm. It's complete sugar, melted sugar.
Oh, I like sugar.
You like that. That's all it is. It's sugar.
It's very messy sugar.
Wow.
It is very messy to eat.
I really don't like it.
That is...
Yeah,
so sweet plate here.
How about you, Christian?
Milk tea is sweet for my taste, but
I don't recommend it.
No,
yeah.
I would.
Since I was an adult, I must say I have not cared for them.
If you want to stay up all night,
oh,
say you
want
to ghost hunt or something,
no.
You want to get some energy. Hello, Ben Gamer.
No.
Then I would. I could see him eating over
right?
on a long road trip. You're like, I need to stay awake. Need a Cadbury egg. But the fact that they don't have the yellow and the oak, the yolks, like
yeah, no, made me mad.
Although, that's not really, we get the chocolate inside, because that's not really the marshmallow thing.
No.
What?
Because it's chocolate on the inside, it's not marshmallow.
That's a little cream on the inside. There's no marshmallow.
I thought
it's
marshmallow on the inside.
It's sugar. It's sugar on the inside.
Wow, that's rough.
Why would you make me eat that?
I'm gonna,
I don't know if it's like it. Pure sugar.
I don't know. Maybe I just feel like I have to eat three of those Hershey's things after you
save
them
soon. All right. What's
maybe? I still got this to eat.
I'm not
I'd
in the
almost room. Rather have a minion fart than eat this stuff right here.
I'd rather have a minion fart than eat what
y'all are reading. What is this?
White chocolate?
No.
Exactly. White chocolate is delicious.
No.
Just
don't even play that.
What's your favorite flavor of jelly bean?
No flavor.
What's your favorite flavor of jelly bean? People watching us, your favorite flavor of jelly bean? I like grape.
I'm
talking about the Brock's flavored jelly beans, like the old school, but Jelly Belly. I like buttered popcorn. That's
pretty
good.
I like
buttered
popcorn too.
Juicy pear.
Juicy pear is
delicious. And I don't like pears.
Anybody here like licorice flavored jelly beans?
Oh, ew.
Gross. Not
yeah.
Good.
They're called blackbird eggs at the store. Or jelly bird eggs, whatever.
All right. All right,
Chris, I'm trying to read some facts.
Okay.
What?
All right, so start with 11.
Number 11, yes.
All right. The white lily is the official flower of Easter.
Ooh.
As they represent grace and purity, many churches and homes have chosen to decorate with the white lily for the holiday. In fact, they're commonly known best as Easter lilies. President Rutherford B. Hayes created the annual White House egg roll, which is still done today. Who knew if
Rutherford
thought that the egg roll tradition would last so long? The first family will be celebrating the Monday after Easter this year. More than 35,000 people are expected to show up, and the theme is set to be "Let's Celebrate."
Heather Moore says hello.
Hi. We miss you.
Let's see here.
Oh.
Can't really see the little bar thing. So it's a little too far there.
Back in the day, pretzels were often used to celebrate Easter.
I love a good Easter pretzel.
We eat about 10 million jelly beans every Easter. Peeps may be the star of your Easter basket. But they're not the only candy that gets a boost on Easter. While a few of them get accidentally tossed while hiding in plastic Easter grasses, a majority of them are consumed by adults and children across America. William Schraft invented the jelly bean back in the late 1800s. And his original goal was to send them overseas to our soldiers. He probably had no idea that they one day become the most synonymous with Easter candy.
Yeah, I think when I think of Easter candy all the time, I'll think of jelly beans.
I don't know what else,
but it's more than I think of Peeps.
All right, done. All right. So what do we want to do next?
sour watermelon seeds. All right, pass them down.
All right. Because that's.
Those are great.
And I will always
like
that.
Okay.
They smell
seeds.
Very watermelon-y.
They do.
Give me more smell. So come on, you got to taste it, too. Because you like seeds.
You like watermelon.
I like watermelon,
but
I don't like sour ones.
Oh, you know.
Oh, I do.
See, they smell delicious. All right. Ooh, these are
pink
on
the
inside.
It's like my lip balm. How the flowers
RJ, right?
Color
here
you
go.
Look.
RJ.
Lip balm, where the
right there.
Like decorated.
Like,
pink on the inside.
Yeah.
Green on the outside. Peeps. Peeps. Peep, 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 peep.
Oh, they're not bad.
Look at RJ.
Wait, do it again.
He didn't even want it.
It's sour.
Mm. Oh, RJ approved.
RJ likes it.
Look at it. It's got a flower part.
Ready? Boom it. Peep it. Peep it.
Mmm. This is good.
Got it.
No. Oh, it's so bad. I can't.
Ew.
Oh. This is good. Apparently RJ likes it. He's shoving it in.
I need to make a syrup one for you, please.
Yeah. Now, the coating, I like the coating on this, the sour watermelon outside.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
The outside is awesome.
I love everything about the
cake.
Apparently, RJ does, too.
Kristen and RJ are loving them.
He's digging on
them. I like
man.
The outside.
He's
about
my
it.
Boy. He knows this.
So,
uh-uh.
Is it, do we peep it? Is it peep-alicious?
I peep it. Me and RJ peep it. Yep.
Oh, people.
We
peep
on.
Peep it or puke it. I peep it.
Yeah, if you,
we speak on behalf of the sour watermelon.
All right, baby, give it to Mama.
Do I need to
come on.
Tiebreaker?
Yes, come on, baby.
Do you peep it or?
I think he killed it.
It's not bad.
They won't let me have it.
It's not bad.
Let me see.
He loves
get a look. What are you doing? Through the peep.
He loves the peep.
My precious.
My precious peep.
All right.
Is Michael White's wife watching? Hello, Michael. All right, White.
I need one.
Okay.
RJ needs one.
I need. We got sticky hands too. The old sticky fingers over here. Sticky fingers Jones.
Oh, I hate the smell of these papers, White. All right, baby. There you go.
So far we know that maple syrup peeps are. I mean, I enjoy maple syrup peeps more than I like the. More than they like the watermelon one.
I like the watermelon better than.
Yeah, can you get his hands again?
Yeah. RJ's enjoying all the peeps.
Can't wait till we try these here. These are next.
All right, who's reading?
But first, we got to learn some more Easter facts here. Can you?
Come on, Mama. Come on.
Maybe you might want to change.
So wet.
A change of scenery.
Oh, I need another wipe. Give me another wipe. Give me the thing a wipe. He needs like a bath now.
Little sticky.
Little sticky.
Oh,
that was actually my nickname in high school. Little sticky.
Gosh.
Oh,
little stinky.
that was my nickname at middle school, actually. Left off at number 15. I know you guys are riveted by these Easter facts. So far, we learned not to dye your Easter chickens. All right. Been seen as ancient symbols of fertility, while springtime is considered to bring new life and rebirth.
I know.
Oops.
Hey, watch out.
Yeah. It's hard for me to see the thing here. Here. Scroll up. Not too far. Damn it. Americans buy more than 700 million peeps during a holiday. Thank you, Heather. We worked really hard on that ceiling. Easter is the oldest and most important Christian holiday. You might assume it's Christmas, but it's actually Easter. To understand its impact, keep in mind that every very early Christians celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ every single Sunday until they decided to dedicate a full annual day to him. Even though Easter started as a pagan holiday, Christians adopted it, and many who celebrate don't pay any mind to the pagan aspects of it, like, example, the Easter Bunny. Many believe that Easter is the backbone of Christianity, which is incredibly thought-provoking. And it's not really as popular as Christmas, though. I don't know. I don't hear Easter carols playing on the radio.
Here comes Peter Cottontail.
It's probably the only Easter Bunny, Easter carol, or I guess the Easter Bonnet song. 76% of Americans think the ears of a chocolate bunny should be the first to be eaten. When you eat a chocolate bunny, what's the first thing you eat? The ears?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's almost like, almost because they're easier to get your mouth around.
Let's see, I eat the eyes first. If they're the sugar eyes,
uh-huh.
I eat the eyeball.
Well, there, Angie eats the eyes. I'm definitely an ear person.
The sugar eyes.
The scary eyes? With the white eyes of the chocolate bunny? Yeah.
Well, they've got like the little dots.
Yeah.
With people in them, and that sugar. It's like little,
yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The Easter Bunny tradition made its way to the U.S. in the 18th century. It is believed to have originated in Europe, where it was actually the Easter hare. Other Easter traditions include wearing Easter bonnets, making Easter baskets, and having Easter egg hunts. I've never worn an Easter bonnet before.
Me either.
No.
All
right.
I had to wear Easter bonnets.
Well, actually, yes, I actually have to.
Easter Sunday to church with my Easter white gloves and my Easter bonnet.
They don't really do that kind of stuff anymore.
I just wore Easter, like, dresses. And, like, when I was a baby, I used to wear bonnets.
I never made Rihanna wear a bonnet.
I remember wearing it to, like, those events, reenactments, chills.
Well, yeah.
You wear bonnets. When I was like, when we went to Spotsylvania, I think. I remember when we got like our picture taken, and like mine was like one of the scariest ones because I was like.
Mm-hmm. Because you were not happy.
I was happy. I was just, he told me to like not laugh or smile. So I
Well, they didn't laugh and smile back then. They were very serious. I think we're about ready to start dying Easter eggs.
My mom says hi.
Hi.
Kira is back. But she's not coming up.
Maybe she's still getting
to be on. We used to have M&M seat, too.
Oh. All right, you want to get the
tea? Yes.
Your choice.
Lucky. We can have these M&M. Where is the jalapeno M&M?
Maybe.
Oh, we got them.
Oh, these smell so good.
Oh, I smell it.
Oh.
Ooh, these
smell
good.
So good.
But to be fair, every people you try smell good, so that really is not a good, like, deciding factor in whether or not it's going to be good or not.
Grab one.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they got actual chocolate coating. Makes me excited.
So there's chocolate on the bottom,
see?
And it's filled with caramel. So chocolate dip. Caramel filled.
This is definitely Angie's favorite peep.
We will see.
Oh, should be.
Well, yeah. Well, let me see yours. Where's the caramel filling at? I want to know.
In the middle, probably.
Mine looks
I guess.
Little. All right, you ready?
You ready? Dink it. Dink it.
Dink it.
Dink it.
Oh, I see it. Mm-hmm.
There's the caramel.
Mm. I didn't even get the bio caramel.
See, inside there. Like, there it is. Caramel filling.
If I were to eat a peep, this will be it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
It's good. I'm not going to lie, it's good, but I couldn't eat more than one.
No. Mm-mm. No way. It almost tastes like coffee to me.
I don't think I can finish this one.
It almost tastes like coffee.
Yeah, it does have a like a dark coffee flavor. But this, I think you're tasting the bottom, the chocolate here, which is a darker chocolate, which I like dark chocolate. And the caramel, you know, it's not bad.
It's my second favorite.
Yeah. I put maple syrup, then this, and then watermelon.
I put watermelon, then like the maple syrup.
Oh,
not
so
bad. I could deal with that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat the whole thing, but.
See, pizza are good. Like, you eat, like, take a bite out of them, eat half of them.
And then this is my favorite.
You finish the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So.
What are you eating?
Now we got to do some more jelly beans. Just kidding.
Alright,
the eggs are ready. We're gonna toss some Easter
eggs. Are you ready? Oh, wait,
we'll have to draw mine. Okay. You wanna draw yours? Yeah. We're gonna toss some Easter eggs. That's one of my favorite traditions. Now, Angie thinks you're not supposed to eat the Easter eggs after you die. I think it's okay. And I've been living for almost 42 years now. Take a look at this. I'm going to turn you around here. I'm sorry, I can't do this I can't show you this on YouTube. But here's the Easter egg die right here.
I made one for RJ.
And we are actually live on Blog Talk Radio right now.
RJ. Okay. This is RJ, so let's do some manly colors.
Yes, we're going to dye RJ's.
We'll put the whole thing in yellow.
Okay.
For
a minute or two. Look at that.
All right. Get yourself a paper towel.
It's okay.
Okay. Then we'll do the yellow. Now we'll do blue.
Look at that. So you have orange. I guess orange, blue, yellow, orange again, or red, and then
pink,
green at the end.
Even though it's all going to be really green.
I have to do the blue again.
We're dying Easter eggs here. Angie's dipping. They were giving RJ's egg into the blue dye right now.
Put his little initial on there. That's one blue. Still looks
see?
Green,
we see the initial?
You see it? There's the J. I see the J.
Yeah, I can see the J. I really can't see the R. There it is.
All right, you can put yours in.
I'm going to put mine in blue first.
No, you have to do the lighter colors first.
Oh, pink.
So, yeah, so if you want a lighter color, do that one first. I learned that the hard way a few years ago.
Christy's putting hers in. While she's doing that, I'm going to, Angie puts the egg down, I'm going to give her the phone, let her pull that while I read some Easter facts. Move this. There you go. The UK's first chocolate egg was produced in 1873 by Fry's of Bristol.
Is
70% of Easter candy purchased is chocolate. Easter is celebrated at different times by Eastern and Western Christians. That's because the dates for Easter and Eastern Christianity are based on the Julian calendar. The tallest Easter egg ever was made in Italy in 2011 at 10.39 meters in height, weighing 1,700 kilograms in weight. It was taller than a giraffe and weight and heavier than an elephant. Good Friday is an official holiday in 12 U.S. states.
It's going to be purple now. I didn't play a witch. Welcome
in. In 2007, an egg covered in diamonds pictured sold for almost, I guess, 9 million pounds. The egg is very special because every hour, a cockerel made of jewels pops out up from the top of the egg, flaps its wings four times, nods its head three times, and makes a crowing noise. The traditional act of painting eggs is called pazanka.
We are pazanka.
We are pazanka-ing.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay. There it is.
Mary, can you color first?
Blue.
Are you going to do any other colors? You have to do your lighter colors first.
The date of Passover is variable as that is dependent on the phases of the moon and thus Easter is a movable feast.
This color is crafted.
All right. I think it better for the evening tomorrow.
Can I take a picture of this and keep it?
Hmm?
Because I read something very special.
Because you're right. Let's see.
Wait, you need to finish it.
The White House Easter roll event has been celebrated by the President of the United States in the family since
1878. Why?
Missy?
I don't. Are you happy? Sad? Oh,
what?
It's so cute.
Okay.
Oh,
happy Easter. You're welcome. Seven plus.
Okay, we just read that out. Okay, now I feel like.
For Egbert.
For Egbert. Oh, that's funny. For Egbert. That's clever.
There we go. I wish these eggs were actually not
asteroids.
I wish they were like plastic. So I can keep it forever.
Can we get some paper towels? The most fun experiment ever.
Kimmy's egg.
Yeah, I'm so confused about life right now.
She's sitting here. I literally watched her
walk in. All right, here's your egg. I didn't write anything on your.
Of course, about my egg. Where's the crown? And my egg?
Kira, there's an egg for you over here.
Yeah,
but didn't
want to be on camera.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
Here, hold this. Let's see here.
Do you want to do an egg?
No.
Kimmy.
My egg is somehow fine.
I didn't bring it.
Okay. All right. So I drew on my egg here. Do you want his egg?
What are you
going to
do?
We should put it in first. Let's do green. I'm not going to try it. I'm not going to.
Is anyone else going to use the other egg?
Just stick it in here.
I'm going to do it. Okay.
Let it sit. I'm going to let it soak for a little bit.
My egg.
I'm going to get soaked for a little bit.
All right. I'm going to do. Telekinesis. Telekinesis. Telepathic kinesis. Can you just fuck out here? You Roblox. Oh, man. I cracked my egg.
She's writing a secret code on her egg here.
I cracked
it. Uh-oh. Womp womp. Now we wait. And watch.
We'll see what happens.
To see what my artwork turned out okay.
Let's see what happens. What happens? You ready?
Yes, take it out. Let me see.
We need a paper towel. Come and get us another paper towel. Ah. Just two more paper towels.
Okay.
What did you do? Is this a CK?
See here.
The unveiling. The
unveiling of the egg. So,
what is that?
It's a boonie.
I drew the Easter bunny.
Oh, it's a boonie boonie.
It's the Beastie
oh,
bunny. It's the Easter bunny.
I'll put mine over there too. My person Evan. I did this for Evan. Since he's not here, I'll do it with Paul.
There it is. There is my Easter bunny. Now let's see.
There you go. I got it. Don't look at me like
that. Is that the one you cracked, or is that?
No.
Okay. Another one.
The pink isn't very pink.
Yeah, pink
no.
is like so
very
vague.
Very light in color.
Very, like, what's that word?
Stupid?
That's
that word.
It's very faint.
You can't really tell that it's even on there.
I'm going to try yellow.
Here are the eggs we have done so far. As a reminder, folks, we are going to actually going to have to eat this at the end.
You are guys are going to actually eat this at the end.
We're all going to have to eat this at the end.
You mean
all of us.
I'll be here for that.
What's that? You'll be the first one to take a bite?
I think that's what she just said. I'll eat it if you want me to puke, then yes.
White fudge, Russell Stover. They've got a looks like it had looked like these are funny actually inside the basket there.
That is
the
a grass. Target buy.
Up is at Target. Different flavors of chocolate bunnies. White. Dark chocolate, milk chocolate, stuff like that. We chose to get white chocolate for some ungodly reason.
Horrible. Maybe I can put it back in the orange and save it a little bit.
Might be beyond saving.
Let's stick in some green too, shall we?
Why not?
More pink. Let's put it back in the pink.
So.
Oh my goodness. You farted.
Let's call it.
The yellow works pretty well. Fairly well.
Mm-hmm. The green looks pretty good too.
The blue one's really cool.
So far, we've died 4 Easter eggs. Todd, Dennis, and Tanner are watching with us. Hello, guys.
They're like all like this blue, green.
Yeah. We like the blue.
Exactly. Pink is
the color of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that we still had this one in here.
Pink did not work too well. That
is not a pretty color.
Yeah, that's not the best looking one ever. So Kristen and Evan are going to be together forever?
For Eggbert.
I drew the Easter Bunny online. This is RJ's egg right here. You can see the R and the J. There's Kimmy's egg right there. Hey, Dennis.
Evan and Kristen.
All right, let's
go dump these out.
Next, we're going to eat.
I know. Bye. Bye, guys.
A bite
then,
of the white fudge.
I'm not eating that. Dennis
likes white fudge. Angie likes white fudge. We think white fudge is disgusting. So I'm eating this torture.
You can eat that torture. I don't want it.
Oh, man. How am I doing this to myself?
All right, I got three more to do, and then it's all on.
Is it on to the break of dawn?
The break of dawn.
So, if you're just joining us, we ate weird jelly beans. We ate weird peeps. Now we're eating a white chocolate Easter bunny. Mm.
Which I'm rather excited about. I happen to love it.
I ate a spoiled milk flavored jelly bean.
Minion fart,
which basically smelled like or tasted like a skunk. A barf flavored jelly bean. In fact, you know what? I'll eat one right now. Hey, here it is, right here. These are the weird flavored jelly beans right here. I'm going to take one. I'm not even looking. I'm not even looking at the thing. This one right here. Either it's going to be, God, chocolate pudding or canned dog food.
It's dog food.
Right here. I'd rather eat this than eat this. Ready, guys? Ready? Okay. It's canned dog food. But not the worst thing I've ever had in my life. Another one. Right here. Coconut or spoiled milk? Let's find out. Got this just in case. Well, spoiled milk.
Yeah. Let me see the container.
Disgusting.
So this one is either pencil shavings or
banana. Pencil shavings didn't sound that bad.
Let's see.
It's a bar flavored spoiled milk ones that are gross. They had one that was tasted like pepper. That was good. I enjoyed that. Now I'm doing this. Very emotional with my stuff here. Here's my Easter egg here. I dried it right here. Do you have the Easter bunny right there? I forgot to have the Easter bunny eyes.
Okay, this one's either strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish. Let's see what it is. Strawberry banana smoothie.
Are you smelling them? See, she's smelling them. That's not fair. That is cheating.
Let's see. Took another one. How about this one?
Don't shut it open. Just take a bite out of it and do it.
No, I can't. I'll die.
You won't die.
I will die.
You just ate the strawberry banana smoothie and you were fine.
Oh, boy.
Eat it.
Okay.
Don't.
Wait,
cut
I need to
it.
See what kind it is. It's either peach or barf.
Give
it
a knife. All right, keep eating until you get a bad one.
No.
I don't get a bad something. This is.
Look, I ate all those peeps. I hate marshmallows. Hate marshmallows.
Like the peeps were my idea.
It was 100% your idea.
Well, it's not like I'm eating something that I like too.
Well, I can't even. All
right, so.
I don't even like the good jelly beans.
We've got this chocolate bunny here.
So excited.
It's got a nice little bow on it right there. It's a freezer. Got the little egg right here. And it looks like it's holding an Easter egg. I don't know if you see it. It looks like it's holding an Easter egg. Excited for Easter. Right there. White chocolate. Again. my nickname in high school?
Actually, it's Fudge. White Fudge.
White Fudge. White Fudge. Made by the Russell Stover Company.
Stover is the best.
Here. So, are you now? Which one do you want to eat? Do you want? Do you want me to get break the head off? Give me
I
the head.
I want you to go. Just go for it. Bite it. You need a bigger bite than that.
Good.
You eat an ear. Eat the whole ear. Oh. You can do it. There you go. I need to eat.
Mm. Oh, God.
So good. So good. 100%. So good. It's delicious. That is good right there. Love it.
And people think I'm overreacting.
You are overreacting.
Which is not true. I am not a big fan of white chocolate.
But that was your nickname in high school.
But yeah, more. At least I like the nickname. Oh, man. That was so sweet.
It was good. I don't think it's as sweet as chocolate. It's like milk chocolate.
Well, we had different taste buds then, because... You know what happened? Shannon would make these, would buy these candy molds,
mm-hmm.
and she'd melt the chocolate down and put them in and make candies. And the candy chocolate that she'd melt down was white chocolate. She'd buy little white chocolate wafer things, melt them down, and squeeze them into a candy mold. You used to eat the F out of those things. I mean, I eat them like down them to the point where I can't eat them anymore. I cannot stand white chocolate. You eat too much of a good thing. Well, yeah, I guess it's too much of a good thing. Because, milk or dark chocolate is the way to go. Mm. All
right, what's that right there?
These are English toffee flavored peanut M&Ms.
Give me my knife back.
Brought to us by our dear friend, Kira.
Come on, Kira, come try this with us. You don't have to be on film. Camera.
We just hear your voice in the background. You stand over there. Out of camera shot.
Ready? They smell good. But
yeah,
I hate peanut M&Ms.
Where's the I thought we had jalapeno flavored chili.
Isn't that what those are over there?
Those are coconut.
Oh, I'm not eating that. Yeah, I don't know. Here.
Excuse me.
Give you two. I'm going to take
these
two.
These are English toffee peanut flavored M&Ms. All right.
Oh, I got three.
Jolly good. Jolly good.
Oh, my God.
That's a good picture.
Here we go.
Ready?
It almost tastes like coffee. You didn't like it? Big no for Kira.
Oh, my God.
If I had to relate them to tasting to something, the first thing would be coffee. Second thing would be dirt.
It's like coffee-flavored peanut butter.
Hmm? I don't hate coffee.
It's like... It's like what you said, but then you have peanut added to it. So whatever she said, and add peanut to it. So now Kira is going to try Thai coconut flavored M&Ms here, which again have nothing to do with Easter. You see, there's RJ in the background playing with his stuff. Here we go. Here's this.
One. Oh, you smell bad. Ooh, that smells bad.
You ready, Kira?
Kira says, Brian says.
Ooh. Too sweet.
Can you taste the coconut?
Yeah.
Right.
Look in the cabinet. See if the Easter, the jalapeno eggs are in there.
No, I like the Thai one. It makes them like curry now.
It's not.
It tastes like almost like mozzarella curry.
Awful. Oh, God. Yeah, it is.
Mexican jalapeno.
Now we can all try that.
I think that's my favorite topic right now.
Mexican jalapeno.
This one's for you.
This is like trying to do
that.
All right, here we go.
This is the last thing we're trying tonight because we're running out of shit to try. We got some pickles you could try. I bought pickles last October.
Woo,
so ooh, look at this. This one has a little bit of a weird shape to it. If you see that. Oh, happy holidays.
All right.
Oh, I know I need one. I got the yellow pepper. Definitely taste of pepper. I don't know why anybody would want to eat this. At all.
No.
Oh, well, I didn't think it was like this. It was this spicy. Holy crap.
God damn. Why? Why?
Oh, God.
It's an abomination.
Oh, man.
No.
That's bad.
No.
That's bad, but here, try this.
What is it?
Let's eat it.
I don't
want to do it.
Don't do it.
No.
Apparently she has better taste with another. We had a jalapeno flavored.
She lives off of talkies. It killed all of her tongue.
Wow, that was bad. We finished all of our candy eating extravaganza with spicy ones.
What is that?
Not as bad as the tool. Not as bad as the tool of Satan, but.
I like it. We can watch Titan now.
Wow.
That's good.
Well, guys, was the that was the Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show Easter special. You know,
or the
laugh.
Eater special.
Oh, what a killer. Oh, Jesus. Come on closer. Wait, don't forget to tune in next week when we will have
Mama.
Queer Paranormal on the show tomorrow, which will be a lot of fun.
Excited.
And then the week after that, we'll be live from the Hanover County Arts and Crafts.
We can do arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts center. Welcome.
Yeah, oh my God.
I'm going to do some claymation.
Oh, my God. We're going to play with construction paper. And
origami.
You know, we're going to make stuff out of popsicle sticks. Oh, shit. Making them live from the Arizona County Arts and Crafts.
What's so funny? You love me, Daddy?
Come bring them over
come
here so you can come say goodbye.
Let's come say goodbye.
Anyways, we'll be with Transcend Paranormal at the Hanover County Arts and Rec Center, Arts and Crafts Center, something along those lines. Here at the Freaking Awesome Paranormal. Also, we're having Angie Danielle on the show talk about EnigmaCon, which we will all be at. All three of us will be at EnigmaCon at the end of the month.
Woo!
In St. Albans. Just first trip to the sanitarium. Woo! They grow up so fast. So, from all of us, we have a very awesome Easter, which is in a few weeks, so we'll see. Don't do that to him. He's enjoying his Easter bunny. All right, guys. Hope you guys have a good night. Happy Easter. And we will see you later. Bye-bye.